I wrote an entire book called This Day in History for Kids, 365 days, 365 stories. I dug up something for every single one of them. So yes, I can confidently tell you that on November 30th, 1954, a woman in Alabama was hit by a small meteorite that crashed through her ceiling while she was napping. She was okay, don't worry. Now, what I cannot tell you under oath is when my next dentist appointment is. That information does not exist in my brain, which is exactly why I am pumped our new sponsor is Skylight Calendar. This all-in-one digital smart calendar syncs seamlessly with Google Calendar, Apple Calendar, Outlook, and more, giving you customizable views for daily, weekly, or monthly planning. You'll be able to manage events, chores, and grocery lists while assigning colors for each of your family members and eliminating excuses of not knowing what they needed to do. Families are better when they're working together. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to myskylight.com/success. Go to myskylight.com/success for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's myskylight.com/success. Do you remember the first time someone said pitch deck and you thought, wait, isn't that just a PowerPoint? And then one day you need one for your next big project, and suddenly your PowerPoints look dorky and not good. Well, the good news is there are people who live for making pitch decks, and you can find them on Upwork. Because nobody, trust me, nobody wants to sit through our corny animated slideshows. Upwork lets you build a team of highly skilled specialists for every function your business needs so you can focus on what you do best and let the experts handle the rest. And with Business Plus, you can access the top 1% of talent on Upwork. AI-powered shortlisting delivers a curated shortlist of top freelancers matched to your goals in under 6 hours. No endless searching required. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com. Hey everyone, and welcome to another snack size edition of our show, How Success Happens. I'm Dan Bova, writer and editor at entrepreneur.com. You know what I like even better than a good tasty snack? A good tasty snooze. Look, we all know by now that sleeping is vitally important to our physical and mental health. Not to mention not looking like we just got run over by a truck when we're on Zoom calls. So I was very excited to talk to a man who has helped redefine what a good night's sleep can feel like. David Wolf is the co-founder and CEO of Tiami, a luxury mattress company that wants to cure that big, which one of these things should I buy dilemma. So their thesis is simple. Instead of hitting you with a million variations, Tiami offers one meticulously designed mattress that is good or great for a wide range of sleepers, and it is sold through a retail partnership with Design Within Reach. But this isn't David's first time to the mattress rodeo. Along with his longtime business partner, Jamie Diamonstein, he previously co-founded Lisa Sleep, which you may have heard of. That particular company reached $100 million in sales in just 3 years. Now, this isn't the only kind of company that David invests in. He was the first inventor in Whaler, a leading creator and social agency, which was just acquired by Accenture Song. Now, the number wasn't given, but it was described as, quote, the largest creator economy transaction. Now, to put that in perspective, in 2024, influencer agency Influential was bought for a reported $500 million. So if this was bigger, this was very big. So back to David. We had a great chat. And during our talk, David and I talked about his career and the lessons he's taken from building and exiting companies. And one of the most important lessons he told me was to learn to trust his instinct to trust.
my trust has been challenged a few times in my career, but I do trust people implicitly. And my wife said to me once after a particularly difficult series of events where my trust was challenged, my wife said, you know, you're going to have to not trust people as much in future. And I said, well, I might as well hang up my boots and stop if I can't, if I don't trust people. And I said, you know, I'm going to pay the price for trusting too much from time to time. But over the course of my career, the benefit that I've got from trusting people so far outweighs the couple of times where my trust has been challenged that it's not even a close, you know, it's not even a close thing. So yeah, I do. I trust people a lot. And I think that they trust me. And together, those two things, you know, really create the magic. And we have had, you know, I always say that I got the credit for the incredible work of the people I was smart enough to hire. But, you know, at the end of the day, we have done some magical things together. I always feel like the team I'm currently working with is the best team I've ever worked with. But the truth is, you know, one of my highlights last year is I had two reunions. One of the company, my strategy consulting practice that I left 32 years ago when I left England, I built it with a team. We had a reunion and it includes people like the CEO of the Economist Group and the largest carrot farmer in Europe and someone who's running a massive healthcare consulting practice in the Middle East. They were all analysts of mine once upon a time. One of them told me that he had something to do with the GLP, the magic in chemical in the GLP ones that we're losing weight with today. So that was fantastic. We had another reunion of the vacation store, which was my first venture in the US. Both last year it happened. That was a 30-year reunion. And people have just done amazingly well. And people that I trusted and trusted me, you can still feel it today. We're still close. And so, yeah, trust is the magic, I think, is where the magic comes from.
So the mattress space is an incredibly crowded and competitive arena. So what is his thinking when he decides to attack it and succeed? Well, it comes down to a 7-step messaging platform that he has developed over the years. And it is a 7-step platform that he says anyone who has ever worked with him can surely recite by heart.
Everything I do is based on platforms, and one of them is the messaging platform. Anyone that's ever worked with me could spout off the 7-step messaging platform.
Oh, I'd love to hear it if you'd like to share it.
Yeah. So first of all, there has to be a need or desire. So you have to articulate the need or desire so that the customer or potential customer can automatically and very quickly recognize this is something I want or need. That's critical. So you have to articulate that. Then I think, to your point, really, it's very competitive. I've always succeeded in very competitive environments. They don't frighten me because it proves to me there's a lot of demand. But the second part of the messaging is what's wrong with the current solutions. And so we talk a lot about that. And then the third one is when you actually talk about your product. Don't talk about it as features of what it does, its color or anything like that. Talk about it, about the benefits and not the financial benefit, not that it's cheaper. Two types of benefits, emotional and functional. This actually does the job better than anything else, or this will make you feel better than anything else. So that's it. Then the reasons to believe. You've got to have some facts that support it. That's the fourth step. The fifth step is if you don't believe us, believe people like you. That's the role of testimonials. Then you build the value and then you have a call to action. So it's basically 7 clear steps. You have to know where you are. You have to use them religiously. And if I work with anybody that works with me that doesn't use them, I don't get as angry as I used to, but they know I'm not happy.
So as I mentioned in the intro, David has had incredible success in investing in things other than mattress companies. So I asked him to explain his approach to finding those diamonds in the rough, those things that he wants to back, and why.
Yeah, I think that I did a couple of things. One is I took the view that I'm going to let professionals manage the hundreds and hundreds of decks that come my way. So I invest in a startup fund, and then I invest in a couple of other funds where I trust the people that are making the decisions. And if businesses come my way that look interesting, I have someone that I send them to. And they're investing largely other people's money, but a small amount of my money, and I'm happy to do that. The difference is that I always think that people in their 20s and maybe into their early 30s, the most digitally current, digitally and culturally relevant today. So if someone comes with me to me with a really, really good idea, like a nightlife app that I've invested in the UK, I'll say to them, I'll help you from day one. I'll fund you, but I want to be your partner. And mostly it's like be your 50-50 partner. So I'll help people that have literally never built a business before, build a business for the first time, if I think the idea is great and if I can see what success looks like and if I think that they're really smart. So, you know, I always say I've been betting on people for the last 30 years and I'm not going to stop now. And that's really the answer to your question before is why do you keep doing it? Is that there's always people to bet on.
Okay. So Lisa was an absolute juggernaut. As I mentioned, it reported $100 million in revenue in its first 3 years. Not too shabby. So I asked him to explain a little bit of how that magic happened. What was behind that incredible success? And how does knowing what worked in the past inform what he's doing now?
The mattress company, Lisa, that came out of an innovation studio that I had where I was starting new things for companies like General Mills and Clorox, and we were first to put an online store on the Azure cloud, for example. So we had a lot of things that came before it, and then Lisa happened, and Lisa was a rocket ship that was somewhat unexpected. And I think the key to success there was very early understanding what influencers were and what affiliates were and the difference, and working with both and being very successful. And we built a great company. It's still doing well. We sold it in 2023. But then I saw this opportunity in the luxury space. But I realize now that it's not just in the luxury space disrupting luxury with a great mattress, but I've got this idea now that's driving me, which is that you can no longer buy audience. You have to partner with audience. So my patience right now is having built a company that as month to date is having already the best month we've had in the short history of Tiami. So having built a company that has done that and has achieved that, I'm still going very slow, because what I'm looking for is the right partner. Because I think today you have to find creators that have extraordinary creativity, extraordinary influence and great following, who are entrepreneurial themselves. And I can sort of present them with, well, here's this idea. How about a very large piece of equity in a business and being a co-founder with me? I know how to build brands. I have a history of doing it. I know the magic. I've got that. And I love where you are. And I'm not talking about someone with a million followers. I'm talking about someone maybe with millions of followers, and they're known for their creativity and their passion, maybe their desire to build a business from their brand. So I'm just being patient. I had someone in mind. I worked from August to February on it. Unfortunately, it fell through at the last minute, because the person I had in mind just felt at the very end that there was a conflict with other things they were doing. But we will get there. I've got a number of feelers out. A number of discussions that will get there in the end. And I think that's the key to success now in building a brand.
And finally, everyone's favorite topic, AI. Some think it's the greatest thing that has happened for human and business advancement. Others think it is simply the worst thing to happen for human and business advancement. So I asked David where he stands on that controversial two-letter word.
Because of my use of AI, I talk to a lot of CEOs, sometimes of really big companies. I mean, I recently did some consulting work with a $2.8 billion company, working directly with the CEO about how you create transformation with AI. And basically, the way I look at it, and I'm not the only one that looks at it this way, but I'm absolutely adamant, is that AI can really only look at the past. And in big companies, it's very difficult to understand where the vision is going to come from. But early stage companies have the benefit, because the vision of the future is always going to come from humans. I mean, the way I say it is that AI wouldn't be here if it weren't the vision of humans. Mm. You gotta have a vision of what success looks like. And I think that's the key ingredient for successful entrepreneurs, having that vision of what success looks like, hiring the right people to get there and being able to inspire them to get there. What AI will always do is look at history and help you make good current decisions based on history, but it can't ever tell you what the future is going to look like. So that's how we use it. We use it to make great decisions based on the past, but never to work out what the future is going to look like. That vision of success, we might use it to help us articulate it, but it's never going to be where the idea comes from. It's never going to inspire people. So
Yeah.
So that's the difference.
Inspiring words from an inspiring man. Thanks so much for the chat, David. And thanks to you for listening and subscribing and for checking out our YouTube channel, Entrepreneur Podcasts. Maybe you haven't checked it out before, but I'm thanking you in advance because I know you're gonna this time. Hey, while you're checking things out, be sure to subscribe to our free How Success Happens newsletter. That's over at info.entrepreneur.com/HSH. If you want to hear more groovy music by the melody makers behind our theme song, check out Nika RPM over on Bandcamp. And a lot of you have started checking this out, so thank you. I hope you're enjoying it. I'm on Substack under This Should Be Fun, where I write about all the dumb things I do in my life and a lot about my dog, who is not very well behaved. Anyway, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time.